one of these big food and wine tasting events where you go in and you've got restaurants from all over the community, some really, really good restaurants, by the way. Well, I'll give you a list of those in a minute. And they set up their booths and you go from station to station and tasting wonderfully prepared foods. You know, you've got scallops and steak and all
Ooh.
Sorts of just really terrific things. And the disconnect that I have with it is that the whole evening is meant to end hunger. And, you know, when they first started this, and it must be a couple of decades now, I just said, huh, you know, that just seems so odd that we're having an evening where you're spending a lot of money to go and have really good food when maybe you could just give the money so that people can eat and not, you know, have this incongruity of the elegant food and all of that.
Seems like a pretty good question.
I just struggled with that a lot.
So eventually you were able to reconcile in your head having a banquet in order to feed the hungry. What changed your mind? What conclusion did you come to?
You know, I just finally came around and said, listen, if this is what we have to do to end childhood hunger in the U.S., then let's do it. And the money does go to a good cause. The ticket's $150, but it all goes to the two charities, local charities, Coalition for the Homeless, and the Second Harvest Food Bank. It's just a really nicely run organization, good event, and the people behind it are, you know, I've never questioned their sincerity for wanting to do good. And
Sure.
At the time, somebody said, well, listen, we're chefs. And what chefs do are feed people. And if you have to have a middleman in there to get it to the other people, then let's do it. So I recommend it. It's Saturday, August 10th, and I'm going to be there. I've been there for the last several years now. I serve as one of the judges for their. They have a two-person throwdown cook-off. No one actually gets thrown down. I had to find that out the hard way. My co-judges are Bob Opsahl of WFTV and Lucille O'Neill. And so you have a chance to meet Lucille O'Neill.
Who is Lucille O'Neill?
Well, she's a philanthropist and an author, and she's the mother of four children, one of whom she named Shaquille.
Oh, I see.
So, you
Excellent.
know, it's something you put on your resume, I suppose.
I suppose so. Now, which chefs can we expect to be at Taste of the Nation?
We're going to have Kevin Fonzo of K will be there. James and Julie Petrakis of Ravenous Pig and Cask and Larder will be there. Hari Pulapaka of Cress in DeLand, who just keeps getting all sorts of great buzz. John Rivers from Four River Smokehouse, and he's going to be fresh back from cooking up the James Beard House in New York. Bram Fowler, who owned Journey's Restaurant in Altamont, and they closed a few years ago, but he's still around doing catering jobs. So people want to remember a little bit of taste of Journey's can come and taste Bram's food. And if they want a preview of a restaurant that hasn't even opened yet, Eddie V's will be there. It's the new Darden restaurant that's going to be opening on Sand Lake Road. So there's going to be a lot to eat and taste and do and see, and it'll be fun.
Fun for a cause. Excellent. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.